Yeah, Belinda Carlisle there, and Heaven is a Place on Earth. Okay, it's the 21st of January. Another week will be into February. It's hard to believe, Barbara, isn't it?
It's going quickly, you know, but everybody's coming up, slowly coming out of hibernation, you know. All these people who've given up the booze for January will be out in the town. And there's all sorts of things going on. I mean, there is no shortage. Now, one of my recommendations will be the Front Row Sessions, right? And they're happening on Thursday, January the 29th, the 30th and the 1st of Feb. And they're freeing. Just banish those winter blues this January with exclusive free concert tickets. Now, you have to apply for the tickets, okay? And it's featuring some of the best in Irish music. This is part of the Trad Fest in Temple Bar, by the way. I mean, you're going to get a chance to hear double legends like Paddy Casey, the Kilkennys, Eleanor McAvoy, Monday, close up and personal, and all that. But you have to apply to the tickets to frontrowsessions.tickets.ie.
When is that happening, Barbara?
Well, this is the whole festival. It starts from the 28th of January to the 1st of February. And it's a trad session. I mean, there's the gala concert. Well, you have to pay for that. That's John Sheehan, Damien Dempsey, Declan O'Rourke, Susan McKeown and guests. And that'll be at Printworks in Dublin Castle. Now, the doors open at 8 p.m. and the show will be at 8:30. Now, the difference is that costs €40.
Yeah.
Right, but the ones I'm bringing your attention to is that there's a few gems that are free. But you have to get the tickets, the Dublin Legends. And, I mean, they received a Lifetime Achievement Award and Folk Awards. And, I mean, if you're into that, that's more folky music. Monday, you know, again, Meteor Awards and is a regular feature on Grafton Street alongside Glenn Hazard and Damien Dempsey. Some of these guys are buskers, but I mean, they're busking for the living, but they're in the gig places as
yeah.
well.
Oh, a lot of buskers go on to great things, like the Riptide Movement were originally busted. And
yeah.
They're up there, you know.
Well, Monday be playing in the Porterhouse at doors open 5:30, show begins at 6. Some of these are early gigs, you know. Paddy Clancy now, I want to try and get tickets for him. Doors open, that's in the Norseman, 3:30, show 4 o'clock. So there you are, you know. That's on Sunday, but it's on Friday and Thursday as well in the Buskers Bar and Temple Bar in Norseman. So he's around. There's 3 gigs of Paddy Casey, very generously giving his time there, I think.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, right. These guys are really generously giving their time to this, you know. I mean, this whole festival is just brilliant. You can have Live at the Hub. You can have, you know, there's in the Hub, you'll have the Low Ground, Ye Vagabonds, Na Tonta, and I mean, it's a chance to kind of suss out people that maybe you don't know very well. But there's a little booklet, a very good booklet, with all the details of what you have to do, you know, and where everything is and a little bit about them. And it's called Trad Fest 2015 Temple Bar, and it's their 10th birthday.
Okay, where would you get your hands on that?
All over
very
the place.
Useful little there.
Go into the Palace Bar and you'll get one.
Yeah, just pick it up.
You'll pick it up in all the bars, all over Temple Bar. And they have a base in Film Base on the curved street.
Yep. Okay.
So go down there, you'll get one of them. So that's
there are other stuff happening, coming up. I know that you go to exhibitions and such like, and you report to us very often from different exhibitions. Anything like that happening?
The RHA is worth looking at. I was up there the other night and we're all having a glass of wine and enjoying ourselves, and that's definitely worth a look. There are various exhibitions. Some of it's a bit abstract, some of it is representational. There's one very good, Oils in the Foyer, which is just more representational of flowers and things. And upstairs is a bit more abstract, which really isn't my cup of tea. And I do love abstract work, don't get me wrong. I love abstract work, but I can't like all the things all the time.
No, nobody does.
You know, I'm just being honest about it from my point of view. Now, the Bewley's Cafe Theatre is still going strong, and Weighing In by Ger Gallagher is worth noticing. Starring Rose Henderson and Isabel Mahon. Now, you know them. You know Rose from Father Ted and Isabel Mahon from Glen Rowe and the Clinic. And that's going on till the 24th of January. So there are still tickets available. Now that's only €8.
That's for nothing.
€8 to €10. Now you'll get your booking at 086 878 4000 or www.bewleyscafetheatre.com. I mean, the Bewley's Cafe Theatre, they put on shows like for next to nothing. I mean, you can afford €8.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes they include a bowl of soup, but, you know, the doors open at 12:50. This is a lunchtime thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's a lunchtime thing. But, I mean, they are great. Now, this is meant to be absolutely hilarious, and it's meant to be a great treat.
Yeah, at lunchtime, if you're in town shopping or anything like that, just go in. For a break. And how long would that go on for?
You'd be gone by 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, a short one, yeah.
It's a short one. But, I mean, there's, you know, there's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's a delightful look at the hysteria of weight loss in the weight loss industry. Now, I know if Rose Henderson has anything to do with it, she is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
She is just hilarious. I've worked with her over the years when I was in my RTE days, you know.
Yeah.
And Isabel. Isabel's a great actress, a great woman altogether.
And this time of year, people are going on mad diets and out running and joining gyms.
They're doing mad things like that. We all do mad things like that in January, you know, our New Year's resolution. That we never keep anyway, you know.
I gave up that years and years ago.
Yeah, but I want to bring your attention to something else. The Brocante Market. Have you ever heard of that, John?
No, I haven't, no.
It's in New Market Square in Dublin 8, admission free. There is parking the third Sunday of each month, and it's retro, vintage wares, collectibles, lighting, vinyl, antiques, bric-a-brac, books, costumes, jewellery, cakes, coffees and all that. And it's in the Dublin Co-op building. Now, I've never heard of this. Would be worth looking into.
It would indeed, yeah. Worth paying it a visit.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of what they're saying is there. Maybe is a... You know, do you remember the dandelion years?
I remember the dandelion.
Yeah, I loved the dandelion and Gaiety Green and all that. That was a real shame they took that away.
Yeah.
I never understood why they didn't put that somewhere else in the city.
Moved it somewhere
else. Just move it somewhere else, because there is a definite need.
There was always great crowds there, and there was a great atmosphere around the place.
Ah, there was a great... And there'd be coffee shops and all sorts of things. I mean, there is still room for that in the city centre, because I think Dublin 8, well, I'm not in Dublin 8.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll try to get to it, but it's like trying to get to it. Whereas if there's something in the city centre, like the dandelion... Yeah.
And it's a social thing as well. You're going in and you're going to talk to people. It annoys me when I hear people saying, I bought this online and I bought that online. And
they're used to different things.
Yeah, the whole social thing is going out. But going into markets like that, even going into shops.
Well, I mean, there is a little one down Liberty around there. There used to be a little one and whatever. But not on the scale of the dance one.
No, and there's one in North Strand as well, down there.
You need a car to get down to that.
Yeah,
because,
that's true, yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out where that was. I love markets, but I was trying to get down to figure that, but I'd have to get off in Fairview and walk all the way down. And I actually was with my sister in the car and I said, it's that far down.
Oh, it's a good bit down, isn't it?
I was never in it.
I've heard of it.
So I'd have to, then if I was buying things, I'd be walking back. Oh, no, thanks. Now, there is another thing that I've discovered that I don't know very much about, and it's Airfield. Have you ever heard of Airfield in Dundrum?
No.
Right.
I've heard of Airfield, all right, but not particularly Airfield in Dundrum.
Well, it's one of Dublin's only 38 acres working farm, and it's open to the public. And it's an estate, and you'll find many features, including the a heritage experience of the over-end family home, display garage for all the Rolls Royces and the vintage cars. You can have a look at them. That would interest me. There's a farm centre and a dairy, food markets, woodland walks, and a cafe and a market.
Another market.
That sounds
very, very interesting. You'd probably need the weather for that, Barb.
The Airfield market. This would be gorgeous, you know. It's all self-funded, and it's very accessible to all members of our society, and anybody's welcome.
That sounds good.
Sounds more in the springtime, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
When you can go for a walk on these woodland farms, walks and everything else. But I just thought, it's food for thought. I'm just finding all these things, you know.
There's different things that people can be doing and they're not aware of it at all. So, you know, as a community radio station, I suppose it's our job to put it out there and say, like, right, This is what you can do.
This is what you can do. And this is only a snippet of what you can do. I mean, there's literary Dublin as well. There's all sorts of things in Dublin. The Chester Beatty Library, Evening of Irish Folklore and Storytelling, Milk and Cookie Storytelling, Dublin City Library and Archives, all these places. The Post Museum, the Literary Pub Quark, Brown Bread Mix-Up and... new theatre, bike tours. I mean, there's all these things. Now, you can find historic tours and you can find them in Smithfield and the Docklands. It's all over the city. And you'll find that within a booklet called City of Words, Dublin's Literary Attractions, the UNESCO City of Literature.
Okay. Yeah? So now, there's plenty out there.
There's plenty out there. Now, the best place to go to find all that I'm talking about, besides the Tradfest, that wasn't there, but to go in to
to tourist information.
The tourist information in Sussex Street. Now, I was in there the other day and they're telling me they're moving. So, folks, they're moving in a week's time for around the corner. Just follow around by the railings and there'll be a sign.
And they're in Suffolk Street. My God, years and years ago, I think they were in O'Connell Street, weren't
they? They've been in Suffolk Street an awful long time. They're in this beautiful church converted into a tourist office. So I don't know what's happening to the church now, because they still have the stained glass windows in that building.
Yeah, it's probably a listed building.
It would be a listed building. So they're going around the corner now in a week's time. But that's the best place. Just pop in there and you can just pick up a load of leaflets, you know. That's what it's there for. Pick up a load of leaflets and sit down and have a pint around the corner and read what's on.
And a lot of the stuff, as you say, is free. And
it's free.
Some of the lunchtime theatre is very, very reasonable. So, you're not going to break the bank.
You're not going to break the bank. And sometimes with the lunchtime feed, as I said, you get a bowl of soup sometimes thrown in.
It's
a win-win situation, folks, you know. And I keep on telling you there's lots of things to do in this city. There are lots of things to do in this city cost money. Yeah.
And libraries, you mentioned libraries earlier on.
All sorts of things.
Stuff going on in libraries is fantastic.
Continuously, Dan Raheny Library, they have an Irish class, French conversation, an art exhibition, and that's just what I'm seeing right now at the moment.
And in Coolock there, they have, when the children go on holidays, they have storytelling sessions and art sessions. And the library is a great place to go to.
Oh, sure, I think the library is fantastic. Yeah. I'm in the library all the time. I love the library.
Yeah, and it's not all just about books anymore. They do everything.
They do everything, and they do the arts and cultures and the heritage of your local area and historical events. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah. And you have access to computers. It's endless stuff you can do.
Well, you've also access to learn languages like French and Spanish, and you can sit down there and put the headphones on and teach yourself a language. I mean, it's all for free, folks. There's no excuse.
Okay, go and get the information and enjoy ourselves.
Yep. And that's all I have for you today.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll be talking again and... maybe you'll be reporting from some of the things there we mentioned.
I intend being. I'm just waiting for people to get back to me on the phone.
Yeah. I know.
You know the way.
It's the time of year.
It is.
Anyway, thanks very much, Barbara. That was very interesting. And we'll all be back in business very shortly.
You're welcome.
Okay. Piece of music.